I said last week that God wants to bless us. Like a good parent, God wants to give us good things. We're going to continue talking about that same theme, that same idea today, and we're going to read some of Jesus' words from the Sermon on the Mount as he taught us about prayer. And so with that in mind, I wanted to share just a couple of stories as we get started this morning about prayer. The first one took place on a Sunday morning. There was a Sunday school teacher who went to her supply cabinet before class, and she found that it had been locked with a padlock, and she didn't know the combination. So she went off and found the pastor of the church, and he came with her there to the supply cabinet and quickly turned the lock to the right and then back to the left. And then he paused, not being able to remember the final number of the combination. And the pastor stood there for a minute, and then he looked up expectantly to heaven and then turned to the last number and opened the padlock and got into the supply cabinet. And the Sunday school teacher was amazed, and she said, "Pastor, you have such great faith." And the pastor said, "Well, yes, and I wrote the combination on a piece of tape and put it there on the ceiling so that I could remember it." Later that same week, the same pastor, was attending a gathering of local clergy, and they were meeting in one of the other churches, and there happened to be an electrician who was working on a burned-out outlet in the corner of the room as they were there meeting, and the conversation among the pastors turned to the posture of prayer, and one of the pastors said, "Well, I find the best way to pray is on my knees." And one of the other pastors said, "Well, I find it best if I stand with my arms open wide." And another pastor, thinking maybe he would outdo the others, said, "Well, for me, the best way to pray is just flat on the floor, prostrate before the Lord." And the electrician, who was overhearing this conversation as he worked on the outlet, decided that he would add his 2 cents. And he said, "Well, fellas, the best praying I ever did was hanging upside down from a utility pole." A little while later, one more story about our pastor. This same pastor was invited to go deep sea fishing with some of his church members. They live by the ocean, and so they're out, deep out in the ocean, out there fishing, and suddenly a storm comes up, and the boat begins to sink. And so the captain of the vessel comes to the pastor and says, "Pastor, are you a praying man?" And the pastor says, "Well, of course I am." And so the captain says to the pastor, "Well, good. Then you pray while the rest of us put on our life jackets. We're one short." It's good to laugh sometimes. Sometimes we need a laugh. And prayer, of course, is a joyful topic. It's a great gift. Prayer is a gift that God has given us. And it's one of the ways that God brings blessing into our lives. So listen to Jesus' words. This is from Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 7. "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets." Prayer can be a bit of a mystery to us sometimes, I think. You may wonder as you pray if God is even listening, if God even hears your prayers. You may worry, maybe I haven't said the right words as I pray. Or maybe I haven't used the right posture Maybe I should have knelt. Maybe I should have stood. Maybe I should have prayed out loud. Maybe someone more spiritual than me should have prayed instead of me. I think prayer sometimes, for many of us, can feel like a mystery. Jesus, though, tried to take the mystery out of prayer. And if you read through the Gospels and the way that Jesus taught about prayer, the way that Jesus modeled prayer, I think he tried to take away a lot of that confusion, a lot of those ideas that somehow we have to have the right words or the right time or the right person or the right posture in our prayers. Jesus tried to simplify prayer. For him, prayer is like knocking on a door. Can I come in? For Jesus, prayer is like asking a friend for help. Prayer is like a child asking his parents for some food. Prayer should be for us a little more simple than we make it. For Jesus, prayer didn't require a special language. Didn't require a special qualification. Prayer is simply how we ask for help from the God who already loves us. And Jesus tried to take the mystery out of it. And so as we think about Jesus' words here, his simple and straightforward message about prayer, I want to help us to draw from his words some what I hope are simple ideas. Straightforward ideas that will encourage us. And I hope as you think about prayer today, as you think about Jesus' words and what I'm going to share, I hope this will encourage you to pray more, but also to pray with greater expectation, to pray with greater faith. So let's begin with this. Jesus invites you to ask God for what you need and for what you want. Jesus invites you to ask God. That is what prayer is, right? It's us coming to God with the needs and the wants of our lives and laying them before the God who loves us. Asking, seeking, knocking, letting God know what you need, telling Him, God, this is what I'm in need of today. Jesus' words here, I think, are amazingly direct and matter of fact. He says, ask and it will be given to you. There's no ambiguity there. There is no mystery in those words. Seek and you will find. Jesus tells us to be honest about our needs. Knock and the door will be open to you. And the message is, don't hold back. When you have a need, bring it to God. Ask. Seek from God what you need. Make your needs known to God. These statements are also, I think, reflective of great faith. God hears your prayers and He will answer. That's what Jesus is saying to us. God will listen to you and He will answer you. We also need to understand here that Jesus is telling us that our prayers matter. It matters that we pray. We seek, we ask, we knock because God answers us, and we pray because it makes a difference. Now, we may not fully understand why prayer makes a difference. And if you think about this in relationship to who God is and who we are, and you may wonder, and I often wonder, why does God even need us to pray? Why do my prayers make any difference at all to an all-powerful, infinite, all-knowing God? He already knows what we need. Jesus even said that before we even asked. God knows what you need, so why bother praying? God is all-powerful and we are not, so why do we need to ask Him to do something that He would do and is able to do anyway? But the truth is, the reality of the world that God created is, the reality of our relationship with God is, that God chooses, in His wisdom, He chooses to give power to our prayers. Our prayers do open doors. Our prayers unleash God's power in this world. In fact, Jesus also taught us, you remember the Lord's Prayer, He taught us to pray for God's will to be done. And again, if you think about that idea, it sounds a little odd. Why would we pray for God to do what God already wants to do? If it's His will, why doesn't He just do it? God can do anything He wants. He has a perfect plan. He does have a will for all things, and His will for our lives is good. But somehow, in God's wise design, our prayers enable or unleash God's perfect and good will to be accomplished in the world. And if you ask me, why is it that God designed things that way, I can't answer that. And yet I know it's true because Jesus taught us to pray that God's will would be done. Jesus taught us that our prayers do make a difference. Jesus taught us to ask, and then we will receive. Jesus invites you to pray because it matters. Because somehow our prayers unleash God's will to be accomplished in the world. That our prayers open that door so that God's will can be done. And yes, it's even okay to pray for the things that you want. Things that will make you happy. It's okay to pray for those things that you know will be good for the people that you care about. It's okay to pray for those things. This truth, I think, lies at the heart of Jesus' words, that God delights in blessing His children. God delights in blessing you. He delights in bringing good things into your life. And so it's okay to pray for those good things from God. Like a parent who will gladly give their children good food, like a mom who wants the best for their kids, like a dad who works hard to provide for his children, God wants to bring good things into your life. God loves to bless us. I think even more than we understand. In fact, I think God wants to bless you even more than you're willing to ask for blessing from Him. Jesus said, let me read verse 11 again. It's a little unusual how Jesus says this, so we need to unpack it just a bit. Jesus said, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? And I don't think that Jesus said this particular way to condemn us as being evil, but rather to make the point to compare us and our actions and our attitudes. If we know how to be good to our children, as failing as we are at times, as unwise, as selfish as we are at times, how much greater, how much better, how much more loving is God than us? And so like a parent who cares for his or her child, how much more does God, who is the perfect parent, who perfectly and fully loves us, how much more does He desire and delight in bringing good things into your life when you ask Him? If you know how to be good to your children, that is nothing. That is nothing compared to how God is good to you. I said this last week, and I'll say it again today because I think it's true. I know it's true in my life. Some of us are uncomfortable asking God for blessings. We may pray for what we need, pray for just enough to get by, and yet we might feel selfish praying for more than just enough. I think that's often how we pray. Lord, protect me. Lord, help me through this difficult situation. Lord, give me just what I need for today. And to some degree, those are good prayers. Again, back to the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray for our daily bread. Just enough. God, just give me what I need to get through this day. And those are good prayers. And they do echo the way that Jesus taught us to pray. But that doesn't need to be the limit of what we ask for. You see, Jesus tells us that God gives us good gifts. And I think the good gifts go beyond just enough. You see, good gifts are blessings that show God's overflowing love for us. We shouldn't be shy to ask that God would bring good things into our lives. We shouldn't be shy to rejoice when God blesses us, when God hears what we need and responds with love, just like a parent would respond with love to bless their children. Now, before you think the pastor said it's okay for me to pray for anything I want, let me be clear about what I think Jesus is telling us here. I think he's saying to us that God answers your prayers with gifts that he knows are good for you. With gifts that God knows are good for you. That's what the good gifts are. They are gifts that are right for your life and your situation. Of course, we all know that sometimes we want things that aren't good for us. Again, back to Jesus' image of a child asking their parents for something good. A child asks for bread, a parent's going to give bread. A child asks for something that is dangerous, though, and a good parent isn't going to provide that. A child asks for something that is over and beyond what they should ever want or need or make use of in their life, and a parent is not going to provide that. And so in the same way, as we pray to God, we can ask for good things, but we also need to trust that God knows what is good and right and best for us. Jesus also taught in John, both chapters 15 and 16. This was as Jesus gathered his disciples before going to the cross, and he delivered a long series of teachings. And in the midst of that teaching, Jesus said a couple of different times, "You can ask for anything in my name, and God will provide it." And at first, it sounds like this amazing, unbelievable promise that Jesus has made. Ask for anything you want in my name, and God will give it to you. And some people, I think, confuse that verse. They hear the "in my name," and they think, well, that's why we end our prayers with "in Jesus' name I pray, amen." And as though those are a magic incantation. If I say the right words, then God has to give me what I asked for. And to some degree, that is why we finish our prayers in that way, because we want to pray in Jesus' name, just like he told us to. But it isn't the words that make God answer our prayers. Instead, what Jesus is teaching us in those verses is that we should pray in accordance with who Jesus is. You see, names in the Bible equate not just to a sound that we make to get someone's attention, but names stand for someone's character. They stand for who that person is. And so when we pray in Jesus' name, we're praying in his character, in who he is. We're praying in accordance with who we understand that Jesus has lived his life and what he desires for us. And so, yes, you can pray anything for anything you want in Jesus' name, in accordance with his will, in accordance with who Jesus is. And God will be pleased to give that to you, just as Jesus told us to pray that God's will would be done. And we pray for that in our lives. Lord, give me what you know is best and right for my life. Give me those good gifts that you know are good for me. But the key is to trust that God knows. That God knows what is best in your life. He knows what is good for you. He knows how to bless each of his children. And he does want to bless you. He does want to show you his love, even beyond what we ask for, and certainly beyond what we deserve. God wants to bless you. And so don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask him for those blessings. And trust that he will give you those good gifts that he knows are good for you. So ask and seek and knock and pray with faith for what you need and pray with faith even for what you want. And then trust the God who loves you perfectly to give you those good things, those blessings that He knows are really good for you. So with that encouragement, let's bow our heads and spend a moment in prayer. Father, we thank You for this invitation You've given us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Draw us into prayer. Teach us to pray with expectation and faith. Teach us, Lord, to ask You for good things. And help us, Lord, to trust in Your will and in Your wisdom. Teach us, Lord, to trust that You know what is right and best and good for us. And help us to rejoice when those blessings flow from You into our lives so that we are changed and made better. Lord, we love You and we thank You for Your love for us as we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.